By the time Elon entered this phase of his career, he was no longer just a CEO, innovator, or entrepreneur. He'd come a symbol, centralizing, scanned, and celebrated all it formerly. Every move he made was deconstructed by the media, investors, controllers, and millions of followers worldwide. Yet, beneath the captions and difficulties, he remained intensively concentrated on long-term vision, as if the noise around him was in a resemblant macrocosm he could observe but didn't inhabit. For Elon, the criteria of success were palpable, measurable, and forward-looking: rockets en route, gigafactories running at scale, electric vehicles on the roads, satellites circling the Earth, AI models carrying predictably, and a digital platform able of reconsidering communication. In 2025, Musk's attention decreasingly turned to integrating his gambles, not in the superficial sense of brand hookups, but in deep, systemic community. Starlink satellites, firstly designed to give global broadband, were now conceived as part of a broader structure able of supporting independent Tesla vehicles anywhere on the Earth. SpaceX's orbital technologies offered perceptivity into accoutrements and energy effectiveness that informed Tesla battery exploration. X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, came a mecca for testing digital identity verification, payment systems, and AI-powered temperance tools. For Musk, these were in separate diligence. They were connected layers of an evolving ecosystem. Each company informed and strengthened the others, and the failures of one could give assignments that accelerated the growth of another. His public persona continued to dominate exchanges across multiple spheres. Politicians batted the influence of X under Musk's power, questioning the balance between free speech and responsibility. Critics indicted him of recklessness, citing abrupt policy changes, mass layoffs, and undressed posts that could move requests in twinkles. Meanwhile, suckers and sympathizers argued that his translucency, amenability to experiment intimately, and turn down to conform to traditional commercial form represented a new kind of leadership, one that was raw, responsible, and daring. Elon sounded largely indifferent to the judgment. He measured the impact of his conduct not by applause or review, but by the palpable shifts they produced in technology, structure, and global thinking. SpaceX continued to define much of this period of his life. Starship development advanced steadily, with iterative launches testing not only orbital capacity but also mortal-rated safety. Musk maintained a hands-on approach, attending each test, reviewing every design tweak, and pushing engineering brigades to consider both incremental advancements and radical redesigns. Contemporaneously, he demanded rapid-fire replication and grim problem working, a style that frequently generated pressure but also produced improvements. To him, the real standard was capability. If a rocket could carry humans safely to Mars, also everything differently was secondary. At Tesla, the challenge was twofold: to continue dominating the EV request while contemporaneously accelerating global relinquishment of sustainable energy. Musk poured coffers into expanding product capacity and refining battery technology. He supported inventions like the 4680 cell and new thermal operation systems, emphasizing effectiveness, scalability, and cost reduction. Tesla's autopilot and full-tone driving programs came decreasingly sophisticated, with Musk positioning autonomy not simply as convenience but as a necessity for safer roads and optimized business systems worldwide. The combination of public enthusiasm and non-supervisory caution created a delicate balance, taking constant attention and strategic maneuvering. Neuralink and his AI gambles, meanwhile, deposited Musk at the van of humanity's coming technological frontier. Neuralink's implants were now witnessing broader trials, promising to restore function for cases with neurological diseases. Musk frequently spoke about the ethical confines of brain-machine interfaces, emphasizing both caution and curiosity. He framed the work as critical medication for a future where mortal cognition could attend with artificial intelligence safely. His AI enterprise were guided by analogous principles: invention coupled with responsibility, pushing boundaries while trying to understand long-term societal consequences. The crossroad of these gambles made Musk's life extraordinarily complex. Meetings lapped, deadlines collided, and public scrutiny boosted with every move. Yet, this complexity appeared to amp him rather than exhaust him. He moved from boardrooms to test spots to media interviews with grim focus, juggling dozens of major enterprises contemporaneously. His capacity for attention, threat operation, and rapid-fire decision-making sounded nearly preternatural, drawing both admiration and disbelief from associates, challengers, and spectators. Despite the intensity of his professional life, Musk maintained particular routines and interests that anchored him. He spent time with his children, integrating assignments about wisdom, problem working, and curiosity into diurnal relations. He pursued reading, trial, and intellectual disquisition with the same vehemence he applied to his companies. These particular trials corroborated his broader vision, allowing him to approach complex challenges with creativity and adaptability. Musketeers noted that his energy and focus frequently sounded indefatigable, driven by a nearly compulsive commitment to progress and impact the broader artistic and technological environment. During this period amplified Musk's influence. Global interest in sustainable energy, space disquisition, artificial intelligence, and digital governance aligned with his intentions. Governments, universities, and POTS decreasingly engaged with his gambles, fading the practical and strategic counteraccusations of technologies he was advancing. This alignment did not make his path lightly. It exposed him to lesser scrutiny, legal challenges, and public debate. Yet, it also validated the central thesis guiding his work that technological progress, when accelerated and directed effectively, could transfigure society and safeguard humanity's long-term future. By the end of this period, Elon Musk had come more than an inventor, he had come a force shaping multiple diligence contemporaneously. Space, energy, transportation, digital media, neuroscience, and artificial intelligence all bisected under his vision. While review and contestation remained constant companions, they no way braked his forward stir. Each design corroborated the others, creating a unique constellation of influence and capability that many individualities in history could match. In numerous ways, this stage of Musk's memoir reflects the capstone of decades of calculated threat, specialized brilliance, and grim ambition. He'd evolved from a youthful entrepreneur fascinated with software and digital platforms into a global figure orchestrating the interplay of technology, society, and mortal progress. The impact of his opinions was no longer confined to a single assiduity or company. It radiated across the global frugality, structure, and public knowledge. And for Elon Musk, the trip was far from complete. Every launch, every product corner, every algorithm and neural implant represented the durability of a lifelong commitment to shaping the unborn, one bold, changeable, and transformative step at a time. As 2025 progressed, Elon Musk's focus expanded beyond immediate technological pretensions into shaping the fabrics and ecosystems around them. He'd always been intolerant with incremental change, preferring rapid-fire replication and bold hops. This approach now extended to global structure, regulation, and artistic influence. He saw a future where humanity could not calculate on slow, reactive adaption. Progress had to be visionary, deliberate, and, in numerous ways, audacious. That mindset sustained his work at SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, X, and his AI enterprise, forming a network of systems that were as connected as they were disruptive. At SpaceX, Starship's development reached a new phase, with multiple prototypes achieving orbital tests. The company began enriching functional protocols for sustained Mars operations. Musk claimed on perfecting reusability and cost-effectiveness, emphasizing that populating Mars needed not only technological improvements but also a sustainable, profitable, and logistical plan. He oversaw simulations, testing both specialized systems and crew operations, tête-à-tête attending the most critical launches. Each successful flight validated times of replication, while each failure came an occasion to gather data and ameliorate. Musk's approach reflected a gospel he'd cultivated since the early days of Falcon 1: failure isn't final, it's instructional. The assignments of miscalculations were as precious as the palms, and the amenability to endure both was non-negotiable. Tesla, meanwhile, brazened a fleetly evolving automotive and energy request. Competition from heritage automakers and arising EV startups boosted, but Musk framed these developments as necessary pressure. Competition, he believed, accelerated invention. Tesla continued to gauge product at its global gigafactories, perfecting effectiveness, battery performance, and vehicle autonomy. The company's full-tone driving software passed rigorous updates, and Musk pushed the platoon to integrate slice-edge AI-driven perception systems. For him, the end wasn't just independent buses, it was reconsidering mobility on a planetary scale, reducing accidents, traffic, and reactionary energy reliance. Contemporaneously, Musk frequently juxtaposed Tesla's electric vehicles with Starship's interplanetary intentions, presenting a vision in which sustainable energy and space colonization were corridor of the same continuum, the survival and advancement of mortal civilization. X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, evolved in parallel. Musk's sweats to revise it as an everything app needed balancing public contestation with technological perpetration. Features like integrated payments, long-form content, and AI temperance were rolled out amid violent public scrutiny. Musk treated every public response as data review, support, memes, and outrage likewise were part of a constant feedback circle. He intimately defended his vision for free speech while navigating advertisers' enterprises, non-supervisory pressures, and internal functional challenges. To him, the platform wasn't just a communication tool, it was a societal trial in governance, culture, and the psychology of online communities. Each adaptation, each decision, reflected his broader interest in designing systems that encouraged engagement, responsibility, and invention. Indeed, when mortal jest defied simple operation, Neuralink advanced steadily, moving toward mortal clinical trials that aimed to restore motor function and sensitive feedback for individualities with neurological impairments. Musk constantly stressed the broader counter-accusations, visioning a future where brain-computer interfaces could compound cognition, memory, and creativity. He conceded ethical enterprises openly, emphasizing translucency and collaboration with non-supervisory authorities. The work attracted both seductiveness and dubitation. Some viewed it as the coming frontier of drug and mortal improvement, others stressed unintended consequences. Musk's response was harmonious: progress needed threat, and threat could not paralyze invention. Contemporaneously, Musk's involvement in AI development boosted. He sought to produce systems that were safe, interpretable, and aligned with mortal values. He spoke intimately about the troubles of unaligned artificial intelligence, situating his sweats as both precautionary and generative. His focus on alignment, translucency, and ethical considerations distinguished his approach from purely marketable AI enterprise. Musk envisaged AI not as a relief for mortal imagination but as a tool to amplify it, an enabler of problem working, scientific discovery, and sustainable development on a global scale. Musk's particular life continued to demand attention alongside his professional liabilities. He navigated the complications of motherhood while managing multiple companies. He integrated his children into aspects of his work, tutoring them principles of drugs, mathematics, engineering, and strategic thinking. Beyond domestic engagement, Musk maintained rigorous routines of reading, trial, and particular reflection, which he used to inform opinions across his gambles. He infrequently broke for comfort, but these routines handed him with the cognitive energy to sustain his grim pace. Public perception of Musk during this period remained intensively concentrated. Some hailed him as a visionary able of reshaping civilization, while others blamed him for perceived recklessness, hubris, or overreach. Musk appeared largely indifferent to external judgment, fastening rather on measurable issues and long-term circles. He treated review as data, incorporating perceptivity where they aligned with his objects and disregarding distractions when they did not. This approach corroborated a central specific of his leadership style and unvarying commitment to the charge, anyhow of public sentiment or popular agreement. Musk's influence extended beyond his immediate companies, shaping broader assiduity trends and public policy considerations. Governments, exploration institutions, and transnational pots decreasingly engaged with his gambles, fading their counteraccusations for space disquisition, renewable energy, transportation, AI safety, and digital communication structure. This elevated his part to one of both entrepreneurial and strategic significance on the global stage. His opinions could accelerate technological relinquishment, influence non-supervisory fabrics, and set precedents for public converse and digital structure operation. Despite the intensity, Musk continued to embrace bold challenges. He envisaged expanding Starlink connectivity to underserved regions, integrating AI to optimize network performance and support disaster relief. He explored next-generation battery technologies to further enhance Tesla's range and energy storehouse results. He pursued advancements in Neuralink operations, probing the eventuality for cognitive addition in medical and educational surrounds. At X, he experimented with platform monetization strategies, engagement algorithms, and content governance models designed to balance stoner autonomy with societal responsibility. Each bid was ambitious, high stakes, and deeply connected with the others. Critics questioned the sustainability of Musk's approach. Could one individual really manage such a different array of systems without collapse or oversight failure? Musk sounded unconcerned. He reckoned on a combination of rigorous data analysis, delegation to trusted brigades, and an extraordinary work heritage. He thrived in high-pressure surroundings, believing that incremental caution could end achieve the hops necessary to address humanity's most burning challenges. The interplay of vision, prosecution, and particular adaptability defined his methodology: move presto, reiterate constantly, and accept that miscalculations were ineluctable but soluble. By the end of this period, Musk's line had come unmistakably clear. His companies weren't simply commercially successful, they were infrastructural, technological, and societal forces reshaping multiple disciplines contemporaneously. SpaceX approached a new period of interplanetary capability. Tesla advanced global energy transition. Neuralink expanded medical and cognitive borders. AI Enterprise told unborn intelligence infrastructures, and X readdressed the dynamics of online converse. Musk's influence had come systemic, affecting not just requests or diligence, but the veritably frameworks through which people communicated, traveled, and allowed about technology and progress. And yet, for all the scrutiny, review, and contestation, Musk remained singularly concentrated on a principle that had guided his career since the morning. Humanity must make the unborn laboriously, designedly, and without detention. Each rocket launched, each vehicle produced, each algorithm stationed, each neural interface tested, and each platform replication was a step in a broader strategy to accelerate progress, safeguard civilization, and expand mortal eventuality. Public opinion was secondary. Competition was secondary. The world's judgment was secondary. What signified was prosecution, scale, and the line of mortal advancement. As THEMID2020S unfolded, Elon Musk's influence was unmistakable. He was no longer confined to the world of high-tech entrepreneurship. He'd come a figure whose conduct gurgled across diligence, borders, and societal structures. While his opinions were frequently controversial and his styles unconventional, the results were inarguable. SpaceX's Starship was inching near to functional interplanetary capability. Tesla's vehicles and battery systems continue to expand global relinquishment of sustainable energy. Neuralink pushed into mortal trials with growing pledge. AI Enterprise advanced with both caution and ambition, and X, his social platform, had converted into an intertwined ecosystem with global reach. Together, these gambles represented an unknown attention of technological, infrastructural, and societal impact under one existence guidance. At SpaceX, Musk continued to upgrade the Starship program, emphasizing reusability, cost-effectiveness, and long-term interplanetary colonization. Each test flight, whether successful or failing spectacularly, handed critical data for the coming replication. Musk's approach was iterative yet visionary. He demanded perfection in prosecution, while accepting that literacy frequently came from miscalculations. Starship's elaboration reflected not just specialized mastery, but also Musk's gospel of disquisition. Mars was no longer an abstract thing, it was a palpable ideal, with timelines, logistics, and functional fabrics laboriously being developed. Musk's direct involvement in every stage, from accoutrements testing to launch oversight, corroborated his central part in guiding humanity toward a multiplanetary future. Meanwhile, Tesla continued its global expansion with a binary focus on invention and scale. Gigafactories in multiple mainlands were producing record volumes of electric vehicles, batteries, and energy storehouse systems. Musk emphasized perpendicular integration and effectiveness, driving technological advancements that extended battery life, bettered vehicle performance, and reduced manufacturing costs. Tesla's independent driving software progressed steadily, using AI and machine literacy to navigate decreasingly complex real-world conditions. Musk framed autonomy not simply as a convenience, but as a critical element of a safer, more sustainable future. Under his guidance, Tesla came further than an auto company. It was a technological force shaping the world's approach to energy, transportation, and environmental responsibility. X, formerly Twitter, represented another frontier in Musk's vision. The platform had evolved from a social media network into an intertwined digital ecosystem, combining communication, payments, content creation, and AI temperance. Musk treated the platform as both a technological and societal trial. Public scrutiny was grim, governments batted regulation, advertisers hovered pullout, and critics questioned governance and free speech norms. Musk's response remained harmonious. He valued open trial and direct engagement with druggies. Every contestation, misstep, or viral post was anatomized for its assignments. In Musk's view, the platform wasn't just a company, it was a tool to explore digital society, influence information inflow, and trial with new governance models. In real time, Neuralink, progressing into mortal trials, stressed Musk's interest in bridging natural and technological capabilities. The implants aim to restore motor functions and sensitive feedback, but Musk constantly spoke about long-term implicit enhancing cognition, easing mortal AI collaboration, and creating interfaces that could extend the mind's capabilities. He balanced enthusiasm with caution, engaging ethicists, controllers, and experimenters to ensure progress was responsible yet ambitious. His perspective reflected a broader theme: the confluence of mortal and machine was ineluctable, and it was better to shape that integration proactively than be unresistant spectators. AI enterprise, in resemblant, were central to Musk's long-term vision. He argued for translucency, alignment, and safety, stressing that AI development must do responsibly to help empirical pitfalls. Musk's gospel was clear: the benefits of artificial intelligence were immense, but so were the implicit troubles. By investing directly in exploration and laboriously sharing in governance conversations, he sought to guide the line of AI toward issues that enhanced mortal eventuality while minimizing detriment. His binary part as an inventor and critic deposited him uniquely in global debates about technology, safety, and ethics. Despite the extraordinary demands of his professional life, Musk maintained rudiments of particular structure and grounding. He continued to engage deeply with his children, integrating assignments on drugs, engineering, and strategic thinking into diurnal relations. Reading, intellectual disquisition, and hands-on trial remained central to his routine, allowing him to synthesize information across distant fields and make opinions that balanced invention with feasibility. These particular practices sustained him through ages of extreme workload, contestation, and global scrutiny. Public perception during this period remained polarized. Sympathizers respected his vision, specialized prowess, and commitment to accelerating progress. Critics stressed erratic jest, operation difficulties, and perceived overreach. Musk sounded largely indifferent to judgment, measuring success not by blessing but by palpable issues and systemic influence. He continued to operate with the belief that technological advancement and societal progress needed boldness, threat-taking, and adaptability in the face of review. Failure, in his view, was a literacy medium, not an interference. The integration of Musk's gambles created a feedback circle of invention. SpaceX informed Tesla's accoutrements and engineering approaches. Neuralink exploration told AI development. X served as a platform to explore digital governance, identity verification, and fiscal systems. Each design was interdependent, and the assignments of one corroborated the progress of another. This systemic perspective distinguished Musk from traditional directors. He was erecting not just companies, but connected architectures able of impacting multiple confines of mortal life contemporaneously. By the end of this period, Musk's line demonstrated a mix of visionary ambition, functional discipline, and grim curiosity. He'd come a figure whose opinions could alter diligence, impact global dispatches, accelerate technological relinquishment, and influence societal morals. Every corner, from Starship launches to Tesla rollouts, from Neuralink trials to AI developments, and from X-platform inventions to energy system integrations, reflected his singular commitment to reshaping humanity's future. The challenges were enormous, the scrutiny violent, and the stakes empirical. Yet Musk's approach remained harmonious: act decisively, reiterate relentlessly, and pursue a vision of progress that transcended conventional limitations.